underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are going to talk about the baptism of Holy Spirit and fire. Have you ever wondered how the great men of God were able to move under such a great anointing? I mean, Holy Spirit was moving like it's nothing. Yeah, sure, you need to be anointed for that. But I believe that an anointing alone would only demonstrate a gift without the move of the Holy Spirit, unless the person goes through the fire. It is like listening to a gifted singer that only has a beautiful voice in opposed to listening to a singer that gives you the gooses when they sing. You can clearly tell the difference. One only has the gift while the other has the gift plus the fire, as mentioned in Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The fire is what makes the difference. That is what moves Holy Spirit. But you can only get the fire unless you have been through the fire. You must also be baptized with the fire, the trials, the tribulations, the pain, the suffering. The fire is what refines you and positions you to move under the anointing of Holy Spirit. When you get baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire, you move and flow with Holy Spirit. That is when you can spit fire. Look at the great men of God. Observe the fire that they went through. Joseph was sold as a slave. Moses spent 40 years in the desert before seeing the burning bush. King David lived in caves and was hunted by King Saul. The master himself, Jesus Christ, did 40 days and 40 nights in the desert and was crucified at the end. It is even said in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 20. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. Yes, you will weep, lament, and be sorrowful while going through the fire. But eventually, you will rejoice when you realize that the fire is what refines you and sets you on fire. So don't be discouraged when the world rejoices while you are in the fire. Don't lose heart, for the end result outweighs the suffering. Amen?
Amen.
We have a prayer for the baptism of Holy Spirit and fire in our prayer collection, available for free download on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section. So you can use the prayer to ask Jesus Christ to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Amen?
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am